Hello everypony, welcome back. My name is Lotus Moon. Last we left our fire team, it seems the war is starting much sooner than they expected, and it's pretty much coming to them. This may be an understatement and I really hope it doesn't happen, but it seems like a lot more lives may be caught in the crossfires of this battle. Let's just read through and hope that it really doesn't come to that. Without further ado, let's begin. Fire Team Odium, written by Atranos the Last. Chapter 18, The War Begins, Part 2. The five guardians stood around a large table, joined by three ponies. At Kervis's side, the war mage leader stood, a stern look on her face. And to her left, Chrome stood also. Flame was the last one to arrive, sticking beside Callus as they spoke. "Are you absolutely sure about this?" the war mage asked. "Positive. All the ghosts have followed their trajectory, and the carriers are making a beeline straight for the city of Canterlot." Kervis replied, pointing at some dots on a large map. There was a straight line drawn from them to a larger dot marked Canterlot. "Then how can we prevent this? There could be millions of those monsters." The guardians went quiet for a moment. They already knew what the outcome of the battle would be, but none of them wanted to say it. "We can't prevent it," Chrome said, looking at the road pony. "All we can do is slow it and hope the city can evacuate in time."
"So what's the plan here? We all understand the severity of this, but what are we gonna do when we arrive?"
Callus questioned. "First, the princesses," Exeter started. "They are looked upon with admiration and respect. If they were to die, the morale of the remaining ponies would plummet. After that, the women and children. I assume the city has a defense force?"
"Yes.
But it's not large enough. But it should be enough to help move the ponies to the ships," Chrome replied. "Good. That's good enough. We'll split up. Each guardian take a partner and gather as many ponies as they can before bringing them to the ships for evac."
"I guess one of us will be doing something else?"
Callus asked, indicating the uneven number of guardians. "Yes. Callus, how good are you at the mobile support?" Exodus said, looking at the hunter.
"Not bad. What exactly would you want me to do?"
"I need you to defend the ships. The Cabal will know what we're doing and will try to stop us. We need the ponies protected as long as possible while we get them out of there."
"Easy. Just let me know where you will be setting up and when you will arrive, and I'll be there."
Exodus nodded at that, turning to Chrome. "All right, and I need you to take a team of mages into the city." Chrome looked at him with confusion. "Why? Surely five guardians are enough." "We need you to create a distraction. Something to pull the bulk of the enemy away from us. You're skilled in shield magic, and you have been given the guardian's abilities and armor. You will be perfect to draw the attention of the Primus." Chrome pondered on the situation for a second before nodding and standing tall. "I'll do my best. Who will I have with me?" "You can choose your mages personally,
But I ask you to bring the new pony along as well. Flame looked up at the warlock in shock, almost not believing what he had heard. Me? Why me? You're the second pony to be given guardian abilities, and so you are invaluable in a situation. If you use it correctly, you can tear the enemy apart using invisibility alone. I don't think I can. I swear, if you pussy out now, I'm gonna kick your ass. The capital of the country is at stake here, and you're going to chicken out? Kallus exclaimed. Kallus, please. Flame, we need you to do this. You wanted to help us, right? You wanted to help us fight. And here's your opportunity, Exodus said. Flame looked around at the faces before him. Each one was looking at him, not with a malicious look, but one of hope. Well, bearing calluses, of course. All right. I'll help the best I can, he said after a moment. Good. We all know what we're going to do then. What will the remaining mages do? The mages' leader asked. We will have to use this town as the evac destination. Have your ponies ready to defend against the cabal that managed to follow us, and get ready for a large amount of ponies to be on your doorstep. She nodded in agreement and left the room quickly. Her guards followed her out. The remaining guardians and the ponies remained at the table, awaiting something from Exodus. Okay, we all know what we're going to do. If we're going to beat the cabal there and warn the city, we will have to leave in 15 minutes, so make sure you're ready by then, the warlock explained, walking out of the building and towards the fields. The others dispersed instantly, moving to their various bunks or homes to gather their equipment and say their goodbyes. Flame and Elena were the only ones that were ready almost instantly. Flame had nothing with him, and all he had to do was check the light Kallus gave him was still there. Elena, on the other hand, had only needed to check her ammo, and she was set. Nervous? She asked, looking at the pony. Yeah. A little, he replied. It's okay to be. This is actually my first battle since being reborn. So, I'm exactly the same way. We had that little fight in the village, but that was nothing compared to this. Flame didn't say anything instead of looking down at the map before him. I wonder what would have happened to me if I hadn't gave Kallus this map, he thought to himself, looking over the various dots that signified towns and villages. Catching himself daydreaming, he shook his head and tried to prepare himself for the coming events. He still wasn't sure of how he was going to be of any help, but Exodus was right in saying that he wanted to help. We should start heading out, Elena commented, loading a fresh magazine into her sniper. Yeah. See you down there? Yep. See you there. With his mind slightly more focused, Flame left the building to find Chrome. A few minutes passed before he found him hugging a pink pony. They were standing in front of a large house, and with the way the pink pony was standing, he guessed she owned it. He didn't want to disturb them, so he waited until they had finished. When Chrome started walking away, he trotted over to catch up. Chrome? He called out, drawing the attention of the unicorn. Yeah, Flame, right? He said in response. That's right, I was hoping to find out where we were going. Just stick with me. I'm gonna grab the mages and then we'll hitch a ride with Exodus or Procor. They continued to walk in silence, looking around them as the many ponies of the town went about their day. Not a single one of them knew of the coming terror. It was almost peaceful. They eventually arrived at another large building. Chrome ran inside, glancing over the line of the war mages that had been standing at attention since their leader had called for them. You. Everyone else, you can stay put, he said, pointing to five individual mages. The five closely followed, none of them speaking up. There were three mares and two stallions, each dressed in varying colored robes that showed their rank in the town. We should be able to get aboard Exodus's ship. If not, we can... Chrome was cut off by the sound of an engine, one he didn't recognize as a guardian ship. He raced forward, fearing the worst, to find a Cabal dropship hovering over the five guardians. They all had huge weapons pointed at the craft, a couple of them shrouded in light. The rear of the ship opened, revealing the huge Cabal leader they had met before. Guardians, the carriers, it called out over the sound of the engines. We know, Curvis called back. You're here to help? We are. The ship can carry many more. Load the ponies you need with us, and we can move out together. Got it. The Guardians scrambled to call their ships, Exodus whirling around to see Chrome coming with his six teammates. All right, Elot, we need you to get on the dropship. Tell the Vol what you need to do, and he should drop you off there. Exodus commanded, his ghost looking up as his ship dropped in from orbit. Understood, Chrome replied, running over to the low-flying ship. When they arrived, a few Cabal lowered their heads to start pulling the ponies up. A few of the Cabal lowered their hands to start pulling the ponies up into it. As they boarded, the Cabal leader spoke. Just you seven? Yeah, we're going to be creating a diversion to lure as many of the enemy away from the ships as possible, Chrome said. I see. We'll help you there when we can. Do you know where the landing zone in the city is? Chrome shook his head. No. We're going to work before the Guardians land. The Vol grunted and walked back to the cockpit, where two much smaller Cabal sat in their seats, their eyes focused in front of them. He said something to the two before turning back to Chrome and his team. We'll drop you off wherever you need us to and assist in your diversion. Thank you. The more help we can get, the better. All right, team. As soon as we land, we're going to be setting up ready for the Cabal army. As soon as it arrives, we have to make as much noise and light as possible. If we can attract enough soldiers, the Guardians may have a chance of getting a lot more ponies out of there. The mages saluted in response, each of them finding a seat on the sides of the dropship's cargo bay. Odium, we good? A voice said through the ship's comms. We're good, Curvis. Ready to move out when you are, Callus said. Then, let's get over there. More at the max speed of the Cabal ship, and don't rush forward. Understood.
Twilight Sparkle walked slowly through the halls of Canterlot Castle. She had been waiting for Celestia's armies to ready since she had arrived, but they were talking a lot longer than they expected. Much of her army was spread across Equestria, and so they had to be pulled from their posts to return to the capital. Is something wrong, Twilight? She turned to see Princess Luna following her, catching up fairly quickly.
No, not really. Luna, I'm worried. I'm worried about what could happen to Equestria,
Twilight replied. You shouldn't worry yourself. The royal guards are the finest in the land, and the guardians are working to recruit the war mages, right?
Yeah, but you saw how many of them there were. They destroyed one of the biggest cities in the world within hours. I just can't see how we could fight back against them.
Luna sighed, looking away slightly. We have to trust the guardians have a plan. They know our enemy better than we ever could. They'll find a way. Twilight was about to say something when they were interrupted by a guard calling for them. They looked up to find a stallion running as fast as he could, dressed in full combat armor. Your Majesties, we have detected 6 aircrafts heading straight to the city, he cried out when he reached them. Luna's face switched to one of panic. Are they hostiles?
We don't know. It may be better if you come see them for yourself.
She nodded and turned to Twilight. Come up to my tower. You can teleport straight there. I'll remove the spell that prevents it.
Okay,
Twilight said, charging up the teleport spell. When she cast it, she was in a beautiful room with Luna standing on the balcony. She tried it over and looked up. There were 6 ships flying at breakneck speed that would even give Rainbow a run for her money. One of them was significantly more bulky than the others, and they all looked like the ships the Guardians used. As they drew closer, one of the ships pulled away from the formation to fly towards Luna's tower. As it flew over, a guardian materialized next to them.
Princess, I apologize for dropping in like this, but your city is in grave danger, the guardian said.
Twilight remembered him being referred to as Exodus.
What's going on?
Luna questioned, taking a step forward towards the warlock.
3 of the Cabal carriers are now moving towards the city. We need to evacuate as many ponies as we can right now.
What? Can't you fight them off?
Twilight asked.
No, not this many. Our only hope is to get your ponies out of here into Cilicium before the carriers arrive.
I see. Luna trailed off, looking over at the bustling city. What do you wish for us to do?
We're going to get you and the others and the other royalty out first. After that, we will focus on getting the ponies that live in the city away.
Luna looked at him, horrified at the simple thought of what he had proposed.
You're asking me to leave my ponies when they need me? I cannot do that.
The Cabal won't just come in, kill the ponies, and leave Luna. They will likely wipe out the city itself. We need to get the royalty out and soon so we can evacuate the ponies and have someone look... We need to get the royalty out so the evacuated ponies have someone to look up to. Now we don't have time for this. I need you to get the other royalty in Canterlot and get them to my ship. I'll be waiting for you in the courtyard.
With this part now done, the guardian disappeared from sight, his ship flying down into the front courtyard of the castle.
What should we do, Luna?
Twilight said, worry coursing through her voice.
As much as I despise the thought, I understand what he is saying.
Go get Celestia and Blueblood and take them to the ship. Grab as many maids and castle workers as you can on the way out.
But what about you?
I will remain. I have the highest combat experience of the 3 of us. I'll hold them off as long as I can. Twilight hesitated, but eventually gave a nod and teleported from the room, leaving the Lunar Princess on the balcony alone.
She sighed as she watched the Guardian ship land in a separate areas of the city. For 1,000 years, she had wanted to come home. And now, she had to watch as her home was torn apart by monsters. A tear rolled down her cheek as she turned, leaving the room to find her battle armor.
In the direct center of the city, four ships hovered above the buildings. Callus, Curvis, Procor, and Elena were spreading out, moving civilians up to the craft. Many of them resisted, but were forced on board. As they worked, the ghosts kept an eye on the incoming cabal. The carriers will arrive in 5 minutes, Curvis's ghost called out to the other guardians. Got it. Keep moving these ponies. As soon as your ships are filled, transit them back to Cilicium and bring it back, Curvis commanded, pushing Amir and her child towards the Vienna. They worked tirelessly, filling their ships with multiple ponies multiple times. As they loaded their third wave of civilians, the ghost called out, "The carriers are in range and we need to move faster." Shit. Hey, Chrome, can you hear me? Curvis said through his comms. Yeah, what's up? Chrome replied. The Cabal are here and we need a distraction ASAP. Got it. Good luck. Same to you. As the carriers came into view, the swarms of fighter craft swooped down on a city, devastating whatever they hit with their cannons. Behind them, dropships flew in low, dropping Cabal foot soldiers down into the streets. The ponies immediately went into a blind panic, some running closer to the guardians and others running away. "Callus, we got the evac zone protected?" Procor shouted over the noise. "Yeah, just focus on getting them out of there," was the response he got. They continued to work on getting the ponies away. Many had left the zone to find safety in their homes, but as they left Callus's protection, they were mowed down by the hundreds of Cabal soldiers that surged through the streets. The landing zone itself remained fairly free of the Cabal as the distraction did its work. Huge explosions and lights flew from the area that they had set up, drawing many of the Cabal over to see what was going on. Up above, Callus's ship was working to divert the Cabal fighters from the battle. It was unarmed, and so it had to use easy evasive tactics to try and crash them into the mountains or the evacuated towers. "We're doing good, Odium. Keep it up," Curvis said through the comms. "Gladly. How many ponies?" Elena was instantly cut off, drawing attention to her. A shot had landed in the back of her head, killing her in a split second. "Elena's down, Procor!" "Got it," Procor shouted, rushing over to Elena's ghost. When he had reached it, he channeled light into the orb until it had enough to begin the revive process. Elena appeared before them. She gasped as she hit the ground, looking around quickly. "Come on, Elena, we gotta get you back up into the fight," Procor said, pulling her to her feet. She nodded and raised her rifle, picking off a couple of Cabal that Callus hadn't gotten to yet. Up in one of the towers, a lone hunter watched the battle through her scope. She was scanning the rooftops for the source of the shot that killed Elena, eventually finding it, and finding three scions posted on a tall building, each of them armed with Cabal-style sniper rifles. She dropped them all with a shot to the head, ignoring the sounds her sniper made as it reloaded itself. "All right, the snipers are down. Keep your eyes peeled for more," she said to the team, switching her gaze down at the landing zone. The distraction seemed to be failing as the zone began to gain quite a few more Cabal to defend against. A quick glance towards the light show could provide a view of a hundred Cabals surrounding it, gunshots and explosions raining down on either side. As much as she hoped otherwise, she knew the distraction wouldn't hold.
The Primus would quickly realize what was going on and would shift his forces over to the evac zone. If that had happened, she was unsure if she could keep them back long enough for the Guardians to get the rest of the city out. She was about to take a shot at another legionary when whirling brought her eyes up. A Cabal fighter had seen her and was bearing down on her. She tried to bring her rifle up, but wasn't fast enough. It fired upon the flimsy tower, decimating the support and causing it to fall. Before she could hit the ground, however, she was caught by something. She looked around to find one of the princesses flying alongside her. Her horn lit up as she carried the heavy hunter away from the falling debris.
"Holy shit. Nice catch," Kala said as she got closer.
The princess had put on a full suit of armor that covered almost all of her body in metal.
"Thank you. Is there anywhere I can leave you that those crafts won't hit you?"
the princess questioned, shielding them both from stray fire.
"On top of the mountain will do, if possible."
She didn't say anything else. Within a moment, Kalis found herself standing at the top of the mountain, looking down at the chaos the Cabal had caused.
"Perfect,"
she muttered, crouching and lowering her rifle to look down at the landing zone.
"We can't keep this up, Curvis," Procor shouted, reloading his auto rifle and dropping a trio of legionaries.
"We have to. Keep moving the ponies to the ships. These are the last of the ponies that came over here. The others are a lost cause," Curvis said, slamming a soul hammer into the face of a Centurion.
"Copy. We're gonna move out at the same time?"
"Yeah. Send all the ships back to the same at the same time and cloak them. Move the ships as fast as they can go."
"Exodus, have the princesses been evacuated?" Procor questioned.
"All but one. The blue one decided to stay and help fight. We got the rest of the royalty out of the city," Exodus explained.
"Then where are you? We could use the support."
Their answer came as a fire tried to fire upon the landing zone. Before it could open fire, however, the Gallia flew in and fired a single missile, the Cabal craft easily being torn apart by the Guardian weaponry.
"You have support. Now get moving," Exodus said,
moving his ship around to continue fighting the enemy ships. The rest of the evacuation went fairly smoothly, all things considering. As the last pony boarded the ships, the ghosts all got to work cloaking the crafts and sending them back to Celesium.
"All right, now we just have to..."
Nothing could be said by the Guardians as the ground around them shook. They turned their heads to find a Goliath tearing through the streets straight at the ships.
"Ghosts, get the ships cloaked and out of here now," Curvis shouted,
forcing more solar light into his hammers.
"The cloaks are still charging. This technology is still a prototype phase, and Elena's ship doesn't even have it,"
Curvis's ghost replied, his segment spinning as he worked.
"I don't care. Get those ships out of here one way or another. We can't afford to lose any of them."
The three Guardians got to work, keeping the Cabal tank at bay. Procor and Curvis circled around using the buildings that still stood to get a better shot, to get better angles on the engines. Elena stood on the ground behind cover, firing upon the gun sensors in hopes of disabling it. Just like the one in Manhattan, it remained hovering until two sniper rounds tore through the front left engine. It tilted over, throwing its guns off the shot it was about to take.
"They really don't stop, huh?"
Kallus commented, firing twice more at the front right engine. Procor and Curvis gave no reply, instead deciding to pummel the hull of the vehicle with hammers, the armor plating beginning to buckle before the entire thing exploded, a hammer striking the ammo supply of the vehicle. "All right, the Goliath's down. Kallus, keep an eye out for more of them. We need to know about them as early as possible," Curvis commented, returning to the landing zone.
"Can do."
The Guardians tirelessly continued to defend the area, their guns repeatedly running dry and requiring a synth top up. As they defended, however, the ghost noticed one of the carriers doing something he hadn't seen before. "Curvis, I think we're in trouble," he said. "What's up?" the Titan asked, still firing upon the hordes of legionaries. "Look up." My Primus, the Goliath, was destroyed by the Guardians before it could reach their ships. A scion said, the Primus standing in the center of the room. There were screens across the wall displaying the camera feeds of each of the soldiers. "Switch to Plan B," the Primus replied, waving his hand dismissively.
But, sir, we still have soldiers down there."
"Do it, Scion. Notify me when the order has been fulfilled." The Scion sighed and opened his comms with the weapon and engine crew.
"We have been ordered to follow Plan B. Charge forward cannons and get us aimed below the city."
The crew grunted in confirmation, the ship tilting forward to point the weapons at the city's supports. "Fire forward cannons." A huge earthquake rocked the city as the carrier fired around into the stone supports under the city. The effects were immediate as large chunks of the ground began falling away at the bottom of the mountain.
"Odium, we have to move!"
Curvis shouted, getting up and running towards the side of the city, his team in tow.
"The fuck is going on?"
Callus asked, watching through her scope.
The fucking cabal destroyed the supports of the city. Without them, we have nothing holding up the mountain's face."
"Oh shit, I'm coming down, get ready."
"No, do not try to get us out of here. The debris will tear your ship apart. Just fly back to Celesium and tell the princesses what happened here."
"The hell I will."
With that, Callus closed her comms, her ship flying in and picking her up. She flew straight at the side of the city, following the blips on her radar that marked her team. She was so focused on them, she didn't notice the three Cabal fighters tailing her. An explosion rocked the ship as a shot from the enemy ships landed on the Inquisitor, igniting the engines.
"Oh, fuck. Guys, I'm hit!"
she cried, trying to pull the ship up, but with one of her main engines offline, it was a downward plummet that she couldn't recover from.
"You okay, Callus?"
Curvis asked.
"I don't think so,"
she muttered, realizing her situation.
"I think this is it for me."
"What? No. You gotta pull up, Callus.
Main engines are fried and the others are following. I'm moving too fast to teleport onto the ground, and my ghost is in the cabin with me."
"Please, Callus, do something then."
The ground was fast approaching. The ship was skimmed. The ship just skimmed the edge of the city, giving her a short glimpse of the rest of her team.
"Kick their asses."
Her ship crashed into the ground in a plume of flames, the only sound from her being static.
"Callus? Callus, no!"
Curvis shouted, trying to run closer.
"Curvis, we gotta get out of here. We can't afford to wait around here,"
Prokhar said, pulling his fellow Titan back.
"Fuck that, she can still be alive!"
"I'm sorry, Curvis, but we don't have the time to check." The Green Titan was about to say something when a new sound rang out. The familiar dropship flew in front of them, the distraction team waiting to bring it in, and waiting in back of it.
"Get in," Chrome called out.
The Guardians wasted no time getting into the ship, sitting beside the others as they flew away from the mountain. With the rear door open, they could only watch as the once great city collapsed down to the ground. Curvis fell, removing his helmet, tears streaming down his face as he looked at the wreck of his friend's ship. Before he could say anything, a piece of rubble crashed down on top of the smoldering ship, removing it from view. And for the first time since he was reborn, he cried.
And that was chapter 18 to Fireteam Odium, written by Atronos the Last. Well, everypony, I really didn't expect this. I mean, I'm sorry for all the mistakes I made, but the damage, it feels like it's worse than what happened in Manhattan. And now we lost a guardian. I mean, we could get her back, maybe. But at this point, I really don't know. I do hope you enjoyed this reading and look forward to the next chapter soon. I'm Little Smoon, and I want to wish you all a good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are, everypony. Good night.